If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Solemnly swear the evidence you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Welcome to Crime Time with Vito Colucci, P.I.
Come on, Johnny, you might as well talk. Who robbed that payroll truck?
I've read the case files, have you?
This sure gives an airtight alibi.
Crime Time is heard exclusively on Biz Talk Radio. Check out podcasts of our shows or listen live at biztalkradio.com. And now, your host of Crime Time, Vito Colucci, P.I.
Well, a big hello to all of our listeners that tune us in on a Sunday night. We know you could be doing other things, and we're very thankful that you put on our show and you listen to it, be it on Sunday night or sometimes during the week, or tell your friends. And our rankings are very good. They're very, very good, and we're very, very happy about that, and that's all due to you people. Well, we got part two tonight. Last week we had Joe Cochran, and again tonight now we have Joe Cochran. Now, Joe Cochran, like I said last week, he has accepted my offer of being the chief investigative reporter position on my, I would say, pretty highly rated national radio show, Crime Time. And he's going to be reporting on different things at different times. Even when I have other guests on, Joe will appear for maybe 10, 12 minutes, give an update on something big, some crime case going on across the country. And then there'll be times where he'll be used for the whole show, like he is tonight. We're going to be talking, and Joe is following this case very closely, and I think he has a lot of good updates on this that you won't hear this on other sports shows. The Aaron Hernandez case on trial for murder. Had it made, had just signed a millions and millions of dollars of a contract, already had a mansion, like they say on television when they show his house, and he gave it all up to hang with the same guys that he did for years past, and to actually be charged with murder now. So, Joe Cochran, again, welcome to our show. You got the handle on all of these things, my friend.
Great to be here, Vito, and always enjoy being here, and I'm glad to be the investigative reporter for you. And this Aaron Hernandez story, this trial could be at least another 10 weeks, if not 12. And it looked like the defense was making some great marks and doing very well, and now the prosecution is now got the upper hand. So this is going to be an interesting story on how it plays out, because there's two other murder charges waiting to follow this trial.
Amazing, amazing. I watched, Joe and our listeners, I watched a story about Aaron Hernandez on TV a couple weeks ago. And it was a touching story in a way, because Aaron Hernandez, his life was revolved around his dad for so many years. He was the one that helped him through everything. Aaron looked up to him, and then all of a sudden he died at a young age. And believe me, folks, I'm an ex-cop. I'm a private detective. I'm not giving any reasons here or any excuses about what happened with Aaron Hernandez. But, you know, he went in a life of crime. And, you know, my saying is, even though you're paid millions of dollars to go play football, okay, if you were a not-so-good guy before you got those millions, you're still the same guy now. The only thing it is now that you're a rich crook or a rich killer or whatever it may be. What do you think about that, Joe?
Yeah, the word thug comes to mind. You know what? You get that money. You need, you know, Tim Tebow tried to talk and mentor Aaron Hernandez. He had his hands full. He couldn't handle that anymore. They asked a couple other people in the New England Patriots. Urban Meyer, who was the coach of Florida, was reading scripture to Aaron Hernandez, believe it or not.
Wow.
Which is a good thing. But, I mean, what do we have to – how much more babying do we have to do? If you offer me $40 million to do whatever and it's a $12 million bonus, if I feel that I can't control myself, I think I'll sit at home, turn on the cable, and have my party and do whatever at home. I don't understand this. I divorce everybody that's carrying guns. If I came from a very bad area, I've got a new chance. I have a lease on life. You know what? They've got too much money, too much time on their hands.
Oh, that's what it is. You know, it's definitely all that. And, you know, Tim Tebow, I believe, was his quarterback. Where was that? A Florida University?
At Florida. And they were together all the time. He was with him in a restaurant one night, and there was a bouncer there. So it was not a bar or anything. So I'm not painting a bad picture of Tim Tebow. And he actually, Hernandez either whipped or beat up the bouncer easily with Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow's a good guy. He could not control this man. And Tom Brady, they came over to camp, and they said something to him. He goes, listen, I can't control him. I'm paraphrasing. I don't want to.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
You know, he hasn't got time for this. He's trying to win championships. He can't babysit a 20-some-year-old man who's about 300 pounds and can beat anybody up.
And I watched, Joe, a couple years ago when the tight end tandem was Aaron Hernandez and what's his name there?
Gronkowski,
and they were labeled right away as the best combo in the National Football League. You couldn't stop them, even when Gronkowski went down with an injury a couple games. The balls went to Hernandez. I mean, he had truly the opening for a tremendous career as a football player. But you know, it's too bad. It's too bad. I mean, he was the type of guy. If this is true, that once somebody said something to him or made him, made a stupid comment maybe in front of other people in a bar, he would wait for them and just take care of it. There's a guy that just could not get away from the crime and the ghetto and everything else that he grew up with. Just couldn't
I like what the New England Patriots do and Bill Belichick, if it's my way or the highway. But you know what? I don't understand why they did not cut ties, and maybe they were scared of him when he threatened Wes Walker at New England Patriot camp. Now, there's a difference when they're in the trenches and they're blocking and knocking each other around. But he actually threatened him. I don't know if he threatened his life, but he made a pretty severe threat to Wes Walker, who was with the Patriots at the time. Maybe that's why Wes Walker wanted out. But right then and there, I would have cut him and got rid of him. And not only that, the Patriots knew about the stuff going down in Florida. There are a lot of stories that have not surfaced. And how about the double homicide? And then he got the contract in 2012 that he's being charged. How much did the Patriots know? The NFL is going to have a very tough offseason, and with Deflategate, this is a real mess.
I said to somebody the other day, a couple days ago, whenever, after the Super Bowl, I said, I wonder how Aaron Hernandez felt watching, because, you know, in the jails, I'm sure they all had the football game on, and, you know, the prisoners that he gets along with or his boys, so to speak, in jail, must have been saying, man, how you feel? You're supposed to be on that field. You're supposed to be on that field winning the Super Bowl. And knowing that, because of how his life went, I mean, I don't care how tough or how crazy he looks, the man is smart enough to understand that he blew it, you know?
You make an excellent point. A couple things on that. First of all, last year he was not permitted to watch because he was in a cell that was off. This year he was permitted to see the Super Bowl. But on his Facebook, and in quotes he's made to other inmates, and by the way, I'll use a nice word, he's beat the heck out of an inmate in prison since he's been there. He got into something. But he has posted, by November 2013, don't worry, folks, I'll be free in November 2013. He's not going to be free. They would, even though they can't find the gun and what have you, the judge did not permit him to have bail. Not only that, you're a police officer and a great one. Very rarely do you get to walk the streets out on bail when you're charged with murder. You're charged with triple homicide? You're not getting bail.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. I mean, it's a horrible case on all parts. And you know what I always say, Joe, and I want our listeners to understand this. You know, the former athletes, that were all state athletes in high school, went on to college football, were superstars in college football, and they've tried for years and years, and what happens? They blow out their knee, their shoulder's gone on them, they can't play anymore. You know, a torn meniscus in their knee, they can't run as fast. And with our couple seconds left on the show, on the segment here, how do you think those guys feel? And we'll have Joe answer this when we come back. That they didn't have a chance to make it, and yet this guy made it and threw it all away. So it's something to think about. You know, these guys that said, "Man, I was all state, I was all American." You know, this and that, and then the injury happened, and now I go back to my job doing whatever it is. So, you know, it's a shame. It's a shame. He didn't respect and appreciate what he had going for him. And he said in one conversation that he was happy to be a role model for the Spanish community. Imagine that. He said on one interview shortly before he was arrested that, you know, I have a lot to live up to. I have to be the role model for the Spanish community. Well, unfortunately, that didn't work out. So we're going to be back with top-notch guy Joe Cochran in a couple of minutes here talking about this case some more. Stand by, everybody.
I threw up this morning. The nausea from gastroparesis can be overwhelming. Have you been diagnosed with gastroparesis? If so, you might qualify for a clinical study for a new medication for nausea and the symptoms of gastroparesis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 844-902-1212. That's 844-902-1212. This ad sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Unwell. We are back talking about Aaron Hernandez, a life thrown away because of crime, and not being able to get rid of the hanger-ons that he had all these years. And I'm not blaming them for what happened to Aaron, but just what he allowed himself to do with the guns and everything else. Joe, you've been following this case. You're covering this case.
Yes.
Give us something interesting here.
In the very beginning, Hernandez's attorney was able to get a lot of evidence thrown out. The only thing they didn't get was a change of venue. They really got a lot of what they wanted. There's no gun. They can't show the picture of Hernandez owning a gun of the same caliber that killed Mr. Lloyd. The text messages that the victim was sending in the email to his sister, worried about his life, are all out.
Wow.
I did research. I called my pathologist. And the guys that do the tech, you know, the evidence, which you know a lot about, forensic evidence. And I said, what's going to be the best way they're going to come after them and get them? They said, there's got to be some kind of forensic evidence. Lo and behold, after I wrote the article on Facebook, they found a cigarette joint, a joint that has both Lloyd's DNA and Hernandez's DNA on it. Both had been smoking marijuana and have their DNA on that. That's one thing they found there, and that is huge.
Wow, that is something.
It's going to be fun.
To have the judge. Now, folks, you need to realize, on a case that's as gigantic as this, a judge doesn't want to make a mistake. And what I mean by that, a judge, when it's all said and done, he don't want the defense attorneys to find the thing that he actually did wrong. So I feel he's given a lot of leeway to the defense, as well as doing it the proper way. So I'm not saying he's giving them breaks. But what's important, folks, the email that Lloyd sent while being in the vehicle with Aaron Hernandez. He sent this out, and he made sure he put in there, as far as who he was with, I'm with NFL, which was a smart thing to do. So anybody that knows him knows that he was tight with Aaron Hernandez. They threw that out. Imagine a jury hearing that. That'd be kind of open and shut. I'm with NFL in case something happens to me. Wow, Joe, you got to admit it. No matter how this case works out, whether he's found, even if he's found guilty, the defense, and I've sat in a lot of these cases, they've done yeoman's work so far.
They have. And the prosecution now, I'm sure as they were taking these, if you want to call them defeats, the things that were being ruled against them. They did their work. They did go to the forensic route. They didn't do it because of me. I did talk to them, and I did report on that, but obviously they weren't reading my report, and they probably thought this out a long time ago. So now they have the DNA. You're going to hear this word a lot. Let the listeners know this, and I want you to know, and probably as a private investigator, you know this. You're going to hear the word ping, P-I-N-G, a lot. And Vito, as I get into this, you're going to know this is a wonderful cop, a great writer of a wonderful true crime book as a private investigator. There are cell phone towers that pick up pings when you make that call, correct?
Correct. I've talked about that on the news channels, Fox, and I've many times on Nancy Grace, explaining that even if the phone is off, it still pings off the towers.
Some people wanted to think that that was a picture of Aaron Hernandez walking out of his house with a gun. So the defense thought they'd be a little cute, and they said, no, that's his cell phone. All of a sudden, the prosecution says, wait a minute, let's check and see. Now they've got Lloyd's cell phone records and Hernandez records off the pings, off the four towers, connecting them both being in the same area of not only where Hernandez lived, but where Lloyd was murdered. Both are going off the same tower. That's going to be quite a coincidence, and it's going to be interesting. How does the defense come up with defending that? How are they going to take that? Has got to be a big worry for them now. They didn't think that when they showed the phone on there. But now it's the phone is out there, and now they're going to go and they're going to retrieve this. And that's going to be some big evidence there.
Wow, that's interesting stuff, Joe. Wow, you really did your homework on that too. Yeah, it's going to be a great case. Myself being involved as the investigator on the Jason Williams case, the all-star basketball player from the New Jersey Nets. These cases are really intriguing. Whether you go to court as a spectator and you just want to take it all in and watch expert lawyers on each side go against each other, or you just because of the bigness of it. And it's they're very interesting cases, and this one will be too. Now, Joe, is there any evidence that some big people from the sports world will be testifying at this trial?
As of right now, I do know for a fact that Bill Belichick, the head coach of the Patriots, and this is why it was kind of pushed off to the side a little bit. I think the Flategate was a blessing in disguise for the Patriots. There was no Hernandez talk at all. But Bill Belichick should be early on the witness list, obviously with the threats and the way he was in camp. They're going to go to him, and I think they want to eventually get the Robert Kraft. Those are two for sure, I think. And I wouldn't be surprised if Tim Tebow, for character witness in a negative way, would be called by the prosecution as well. Tom Brady, not too sure, but Belichick is at the top of the list.
Wow. Well, very, very interesting. Yeah, probably a lot of that, folks, will be about what did you know about this man? What did you know about him? Like you said, just laying a background here about him. What did you know? Did you know about his activities in Florida, at Florida University? When did you find out when he was on your team? Did the players like him? What did he do to the players? Did he ever threaten anybody there? And, you know, and meanwhile, the defense will be talking about the greatness of him, how a star player he was, and, you know, you have no proof of these other things, you know. So it's going to be very, very interesting, especially, you know, it's high profile as it is, but now when you got the Super Bowl heroes coming in, that makes it even more so.
Yeah, it's going to be big, and I think that for motive, there were two other murders, and they think Lloyd, the trial we have now that was innocent until proven guilty, that Lloyd, or that Hernandez is charged in killing, was a witness in the other two murders, and he had silenced them. He watched the other two kills.
Well, in our last couple seconds here on this segment, the defense may try to pin those murders on Lloyd. So we got to watch and see what happens. But ladies and gentlemen, stand by. I have my main man, Joe Cochran here, the investigative reporter, talking about these big nationwide crime cases. Stand by, everybody. I'm breaking the rocks in the hot sun. I broke the law and the law won. I broke the law and the law won.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619. 855-605-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
Because you had a bad day.
Day. But unfortunately, Aaron had many of those, as the investigation is pointing to right now. Joe, I was just thinking of something here, okay? If he doesn't get involved with that killing that night, who he's on trial for, okay, I wonder, since those other cases go back a little ways, I wonder if that would have, if those would ever have worked out against Aaron. Would they have ever found that? Would the authorities ever found that? Or did this all happen because of the murder case now?
This murder case of Mr. Lloyd, which is a tragedy, I think that put the frosting on the cake or sealed the deal, because they were already looking into him as a possible suspect in 2012. When this victim ended up dead, they knew they had their man. So they were already suspicious of him being involved in that murder. He was definitely going to be a suspect, and he had to wipe him out. So that's a great question, Vito. I think long-term, they would have nailed him on it, because that was 2012, and I think they had a pretty good idea then that he was a suspect on that. And I think that might be one of the questions to Bill Belichick. Did you know in 2012?
I was just going to say that. Joe, I was just going to say that would have nothing to do with Robert Kraft. He's up there in the tower, so to speak. It's not going to have anything to do with Brady, because as I've learned from working a lot of these cases, these ball players go their separate ways after they get out of the locker room. They don't all, people think everybody's buddy-buddy. I remember hearing about basketball players. You know, they go play, shake hands on the court, and then they leave and see each other at practice. So, you know, that would have to come from Belichick. Mr. Belichick, what did you know? What did you know about this ball player of yours? How much did you realize things he's been involved with, you know? And, not that they'll go after Belichick, but they'll want to know how long has this been going on. Maybe for the point, Joe, of saying, well, you know, Olden Lloyd could have been still alive if this was handled a different way.
That's true. I don't think he'll be treated hostile. They're going to want to know what Bill Belichick, the behavior, what maybe he did or didn't know. I don't think Bill Belichick's in any kind of trouble. Obviously, there'll be tough questions, but they'll want to treat him with respect, because I think he's going to be a key witness, and more than likely, well, he's on the prosecution list, so he's going to be there for the prosecution. Now, what will the defense? They're going to have to handle that easily, too. He's a hometown hero. He's won 4 Super Bowls with the Patriots, so they're going to have to watch how they handle that. But it's going to be a tough offseason for the New England Patriots to win a Super Bowl. We got Deflategate. There's some other investigation. Bob Kraft and Roger Goodell, who are great friends, are not on the same page right now. They're a little bit upset with each other. And, of course, now the Aaron Hernandez mess, which really isn't the Patriots' fault. But what did they know? And what did Bill Belichick think of him? What kind of character did he have? And was he a loose cannon? I think those are the kind of questions you're going to get to
Working the biggest cases in the country, you know, the Michael Skakel, Martha Moxley, the Jason Williams, you'll see the people lined up just to get a look at Brady and the rest of these people, and they'll be trying to get there early. I don't know how big the courtroom is. That's always a topic as to how many people can fit in. Sometimes they're very small courtrooms. Sometimes they're pretty huge, but still, it's not going to fit enough people. People will be maybe in the hallways or right outside the door there. So it's going to be very interesting when it all goes down. What do you think, Joe? You're an investigative reporter in many categories, and I've never asked you this question. What do you think's going to happen on this case? And you're not bound by it, but what's your feeling so far?
I thought in the beginning in some of my writings that Hernandez had won some key battles with evidence thrown out. And again, innocent until proven guilty. As I see the pendulum kind of switching a little bit and what the prosecution's doing with forensic evidence, I think he's in serious trouble. I think the best Hernandez can hope for is a mistrial and redo it, and then by then he's going to be out of funds. I think more than likely, with the cell phones, which is going to probably do him in, he'll be convicted on these. If he beats this rap, he probably will not be convicted in the others. And I'll tell you what, give Judge Garsh, some of her stuff has kind of been a little different for me to handle, but I'll tell you what, she's not going to take any guff, or she doesn't like jokes in her courtroom. When the defense attorney for Hernandez made a joke about the flake gate when he had a police officer on the stand. He said, "Do you ever check the pressure or the inflated tires on a car?" Thinking he's being funny, and the judge says, "I will not take that in here." And she goes, "I do want any jokes about this. This is a murder trial."
Wow, inside information from my man Joe Cochran here. Yeah, a lot of people, a lot of lawyers I know have tried that. They, you know, something will pop up, which they know can be humorous if they answer a certain way, and they've tried it, and usually at the beginning of a case where they're kind of feeling out, you know, the judge, and right away the judge, "I'll have none of that, Mr. Smith." You know, right away they know, okay, that ain't going to go on this. This is too
it's
big.
It's not going to be like the Judge Ito of the OJ. Everybody getting their yuck-yucks in there. We're talking about people being slaughtered and killed here. And I'll tell you what, this could be interesting. If you would have asked me 2 weeks ago, I said it was 50-50. I think it's 70% chance right now that he's convicted on this murder charge. As long as the prosecution, I'm not being funny here, doesn't drop the ball, and they continue to go through, I think they've got evidence we don't know about yet, and they lost a lot of battles, but I think they can recover now. And I think they're going to get a conviction here.
Well, you know, that's interesting, Joe, as you know, too, and I want our listeners to understand, this has been all prosecution so far, okay? And as you're a juror, you're sitting there, and you say, wow, this looks this way, oh, that makes sense, blah, blah, blah. Then the defense goes, and this is not a team that was sent over by a temp agency here, okay? You know, this is the best money can buy right at this point. So one by one, they'll be bringing up points that, and a lot of times, we'll knock off some of those things that you as a juror already had in your mind. Oh, that's set, but wait a minute, he explained that really, really well. And then by the end of the trial, basically, it depends on that one juror with the evidence and with all the people, all the top people that have come in, the experts and everything else, what they feel about it. But you got a lot going on this. How long, Joe, do you think, when did this actually start now? When did it get through with the picking the jury? And when did a trial actually start? How long ago?
Jury selection was started on January 9th. Of course, we've had some inclement weather. There were some days postponed. We got the blizzard here in Massachusetts. Started January 9th with jury selection, and the trial actually kicked off shortly thereafter, mid-January. And then we really started heating up around Super Bowl Sunday in that area, the last part of January. I think you're going to see 10 to 12 weeks yet for this trial. And let me say, I did say I think they're going to get a conviction, but this is not a slam dunk on either side. This is right. Going to be a battle. It's going to be a war, and it's going to go at least 10 weeks from where we're at right now. Check that out in a little bit and see if we're not still here 2 and 2.5 months from now, unless there's a plea bargain or a mistrial or misconduct with the jurors. And that's one of the key things you got to watch out for. Those people on that jury, are they anti-Hernandez? Do they love their Patriots so much? Remember, the defense wanted this trial moved out of Boston. I think they think being a hometown with the Patriots kind of hurt him. So it'll be interesting. I think the jury, you got to be careful here. Is somebody going to write a book on this? This is going to be very interesting. My prediction, 10 to 12 weeks down the road.
I myself think it's good for the defense that it was in Boston area because, you know, I've been reading a lot of things lately where people, without knowing anything about the case, just throw out, well, he'll be found not guilty and my boy will get right back out there and tear it up again. You know, no, probably not, but we don't know, you know? So we'll have to see how that plays out, Joe.
Well, they used the word, not to steal your book name, rogue. The defense used a rogue juror on there looking to make some money off of a book. They were a little bit worried about that. One juror was, it looked like he was getting on the jury, and he, as he's leaving the room, he goes, "Go Patriots," and the judge disqualified him.
No, see what I mean? There'll be people.
There's
you know,
fans.
One thing, ladies and gentlemen, I know for a fact, there's people out there, many individuals, that want to sit on a high-profile nationwide case such as this, okay? And for whatever reason, they just like to do it. And same like you said, Joe, maybe they're thinking about that book deal. You know, I was a juror. Why can't I write a book about it? Are people going to buy it? So many inside secrets I can let out afterwards and, you know, all this kind of stuff. So it's going to be very interesting because people, you know, everybody's supposed to be above board. You know, the judge tells him, go home, don't put this on, don't read a paper. You know, in a perfect world, that would all be true. But unfortunately, it doesn't happen that way. And Joe, stand by. We're going to a hard break. And folks, we're going to be right back with Joe Cochran, top reporter, broadcaster, a laundry list of many things. Stand by.
They could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my head, I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain. I'd unravel every riddle for any individual in trouble or in pain.
With the thoughts you'd be thinking, you could be another Lincoln if you only had a brain.
Oh, why? I'll tell you why.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Find out if this is all factual. Everybody plays the fool. You know, sometimes you play the fool and you're totally innocent of what people are saying about you. You know, just with your boys on the street and, or different things like that, your friends, people on the other side that don't like you, and you're meant to play the fool. This one, if it works the way it looks like it's going to go, he didn't play the fool, he acted the fool by doing what he did. We're back talking about Aaron Hernandez. His former team came off of one of the best Super Bowl wins in the history of the Super Bowl as he watched the game from in jail. And Joe Cochran, my main man here, it's going to go on for quite a while, like you said. And again, the interesting point, I know some of the most famous lawyers in the country that I've been on cases with that have said to me in the car, as we're going to court or out of court, just give me two jurors, he said. And that doesn't mean in a corrupt way. That means give me two jurors that are not going to buy it. He said, yeah, you can't have one. He didn't say don't give me one, because one can be easily overpowered by the other people and change his mind. But a lot of defense attorneys will say, let me make a good enough point. I believe my guy is innocent. Give me at least two people. I mean, of course, they want to win the case, folks. So I'm not saying, you know, they want to win the case outright, but if not, at least give me two people. How does that sound to you, Joe?
You're absolutely right. You see it in TV, and then you hear it in real life, and Vito, nobody knows more than you, and you say it, I take your word for it, and I've heard lawyers say it, and you are so correct. And one last piece of evidence that may help that for the defense, when you talk about, I only need one, I only need two, the biggest piece of evidence that's not being brought in, the other two murder charges, out. They can't be brought in. And that's a huge victory for the defense.
I don't know if they've had a loss yet, have they? What did they lose on?
The only thing was the venue, and you don't think that's a big loss?
I don't, because, you know, people are funny, Joe. This man, if it comes to pass that he's murdered all these people, it's terrible. The man should go away, and obviously he'll never walk outside again, okay? But there's people out there that don't feel that way like I do. All they know is this is Boston sports, and I'm not putting this on Boston, whether it's New York sports, Philadelphia sports, or whatever it may be. So I'm not putting the people in Boston like they don't know anything. This is any hometown with any hometown hero, you know? Well, I don't know. I don't think he did. I think he's going to get off of it. To me, I think it was much better in Boston. You know?
I do. You know what they were allowed to do the other day? Everybody, what? The jurors, they were permitted to go to his home and look at his trophy case and all the great things he achieved. Hernandez was not allowed to go to that. How about that?
Yeah.
People get caught up in it. We talked about it in the past on different shows. You know, fans get caught up in all this money and trophies and awards. How about that?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because, you know, when the bottom line, when everybody's in that room, behind the courtroom, and they got to make the hard decisions, it's going to be, I'm looking at right now as we talk, Joe, I'm looking at the front page of the New York Post from May 1st, 2004, day after the Jason Williams jury, we won basically on all the big charges. He was convicted on some of the small charges. But they have on this paper, as I'm just looking at it now, what one juror said. They asked one juror what this lady thought about the trial. And she answered, he didn't have the look of a cold-blooded killer. Full front page saying that. He didn't have the look of a cold-blooded killer. Jason was very dapper. He looked a lot different than Aaron Hernandez. Aaron Hernandez, when you look at him, he looks good dressed up the way he does. But you can kind of see a little bit more with Aaron Hernandez that he could be that way. Jason made such a nice appearance. And imagine a lady and the New York Post is the biggest one of the biggest newspapers in the country. They went with her quote. He didn't have the look of a cold-blooded killer. Now that sounds odd to people. What the heck does that mean, lady? You're supposed to be in the back room thinking about this. What the heck are you talking about? But that happens with people, you know?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I watched a movie the other night. This is back from the 40s, and this lady had a tip for a investigator who did a show on the radio like this way back in the 40s, and it was kind of comedy drama, and she said, I got this tip, and he goes, what was the tip? Why did you take the guy's word for it? She goes, because he was an outstanding, nice-looking guy. And they ended up giving him that advice so he would tell the commissioner everybody else would be on the other side of town. Well, they did their robbery on this side. So he went with what she said. Oh, he was a good-looking guy. I trusted him. Very nice-looking man. So, yeah, looks can be deceiving. Trust me.
And the people listening to our show, Joe, may not realize it, but there's sometimes where a defense attorney, if you got a good-looking client, be it a woman or a man, okay, if it's a man, sometimes you want, and I don't say this happens all the time, so I don't want people to say to me, oh, that's not right. They're going to go in the room and do their work. Sometimes a good-looking guy that's being accused of something, you may get if you put a lot of women on the jury, a couple of them may come back and say, I can't believe that he did this. And same thing if you got a good-looking woman that's charged with something. You know, you put a lot of men on there.
It only takes one person to have bought an Aaron Hernandez jersey that loves the Patriots and thinks he's innocent that they don't know about that's on that jury. And then they see him come in there in a nice suit. Hey, you're right. It's not a slam dunk. I think the prosecution has a slight edge, but this is not over. And I don't want to sound like Perry Mason or Matlock. I don't think that they're done searching for the gun yet. I don't think it's going to appear. But that's always got to be in the back of his mind. Where is that gun? All of a sudden, it's not there. This is going to be an extremely big case. I'm surprised it's not getting on bigger all around the world coverage on this. And maybe as we get deeper into winter, before spring, it'll start getting the coverage. Because this is going to be the trial of this decade.
Right, yeah, it definitely is, Joe. And before we want to run out of time, I want to tell our listeners again that Joe Cochran is now the lead investigative reporter on Crime Time. And I'm very happy with that because Joe's been on as a guest many times and given us the insights of many things that are going on. And we only have a couple seconds, Joe. I want to thank you very much for being on the show tonight. And to all of our listeners out there, thank you for everything. Thank you for making the show as popular as you have. And until we meet again next Sunday night, good night and God bless. You're blowing the line when you're making a scene, oh girl.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.